This missing OnePlus 9 feature has fans up in arms. In PC Magazine on March 26th by Sasha Segan. The otherwise excellent US versions of the OnePlus 9 series and the Samsung Galaxy S21 are missing one key capability. Here's who to blame. The OnePlus 9 and OnePlus 9 Pro are here. They bring radical new screens and the best ultra-wide cameras we've ever seen. But they're making OnePlus fans angry because of a missing feature the OnePlus 8 Pro included, dual SIM support. Both the OnePlus 9 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra have dual SIM capabilities outside the United States. The U.S. models have had the feature ripped away, and observers tell me U.S. carriers are likely to blame. Dual SIM and its cousin eSIM let you use multiple lines on a single phone. eSIM also lets you switch carriers very easily. It's useful for international trips or for having home and work lines on one phone. I used a U.S. mobile eSIM on a trip to Japan and loved it. The three big carriers hate eSIM, not just because it eases the pain of leaving your carrier. It also reduces the salesperson interaction carriers rely on so they can sell you accessories and or upgrade your service plan. Carriers want to think of themselves as relationship-based solution providers, not just connectivity pipes. And T-Mobile isn't an uncarrier here, at least not anymore. It now leans on phone makers to block eSIM just as much as the other big carriers do. The Department of Justice looked into AT&T and Verizon's anti-eSIM practices in 2018, closing the case with no action after the carriers basically agreed not to carrier lock eSIM-based devices. Eliminating eSIM entirely, of course, sidesteps that pledge. Smaller and virtually focused brands like US Mobile and Visible love eSIM, but they don't drive enough device sales to matter. Carriers occasionally try to say nobody wants dual or eSIM, but they never try very hard to make that argument. Every iPhone and Pixel phone for 2 years has supported eSIM, and that hasn't created customer service problems or noticeably increased churn. This is a pure power play. Carriers flexing their muscle over OEMs with less brand power than Apple or Google just to show them who's boss. What you lose in freedom, you gain in cash. So this isn't black and white. The carriers sell you phones you'd never be able to afford up front on financial plans. In exchange, the phone makers agree to abandon eSIM. You, of course, don't get to make that decision on your own. OnePlus, Samsung, and the carriers have made it for you. I've been agitating for this to change for decades, but it never has. In 2016, I wrote the case for buying an unlock phone. In 2006, I wrote the unlock cell phone revolution begins now. Yet the revolution never begins. Americans would always rather have lower upfront prices than the vague prospect of more competition, innovation, and flexibility in the future.